First of all, and Martin Spettigieu is in the studio with me this morning. Martin is a follower of Sri Chimnoy. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. I expect we all have our own special memories of last weekend. One thing that appealed to me was when one of the speeches praising the Queen referred to the selflessness of her devotion to duty. In our present-day society, selflessness, where we don't look for reward for what we do, is more often than not put on the back burner. To find people who will freely give of themselves and look for no payment or reward is becoming more difficult. The Bible is studded with stories of selfless actions, and the great religions emphasize selfless service to others. Lord Buddha was totally selfless. He did everything for others and nothing for himself. He gave up home, family, and comforts to look for a way to overcome human misery and suffering. Yet now, in so many walks of life, selfishness has taken the place of self-sacrifice. With every selfish act or thought, we become attached to something, and we feel that we must possess it or own it. And when that happens, misery begins. Yet one can admire something without owning it. The Gita, the Hindu's Bible, tells us it is these desires that are the root of all problems, and that we should never be attached to the results of our work or actions. We should be indifferent to the results of these actions, whether they be success or failure. If we can have this non-attachment, then we will be at peace with ourselves, and with this peace comes happiness. These scriptures tell us that the cause of ignorance and suffering is our selfishness and our desire to be superior to others. They explain that the moment the world becomes unselfish, then this ignorance, fear, and misery will vanish. It's a formula that could easily overcome the difficult world confrontations that are now facing us. Goodbye.